This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
Is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root tonight and tomorrow night as well. It is D-Day. If you'd like to call in and talk about that or anything else, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. So actually, I'll go right to a couple of calls. We'll grab J.D. first, all the way out across the country in my favorite city in the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. J.D., how are you?
Doing great, but getting better, Lee. You're doing a good job. I'd love to tell you about my Uncle Bill. Uncle Bill Rutkowski was an infantryman who fought in Sicily and was wounded in the kidney and served 6 months in a London jail, in a London hospital, just in time to get out for D-Day in Normandy. He was shot in the head, and he survived. He raised four wonderful boys, and he came home, and he was just the nicest man in the world. He would never, never talk about his experiences. He became a mailman. And then one day we got a call, Uncle Bill is missing. And the whole family went out looking for him.
Sure.
And they would find him in a bar. And they would take care of him. He was gone for 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months at a time. And his boy, his youngest boy, Joey, was a historian. And he talked many times, as he told me, the dad wouldn't tell him anything about it. Finally, he was sick with cancer. And he took him to Normandy. Just a great man.
So, when you got a chance to talk to him, he never shared any of his experiences with you?
And I was the first and oldest of my generation. All my uncles and my dad.
Yeah.
I'm 75 years old. Never in my entire boyhood did I ever hear any one of them ever talk about it. And I was interested in history, and I asked questions, and I just got the answer, nah, we don't need to talk about that.
Well, let me ask you this. So he got shot in the head. What kind of a wound was it to the head? A grazing wound? Did he have mental issues?
It was a grazing wound.
Yeah.
They put a plate in his head.
Yep.
And he survived it, and like I said, he got shot in the Sicily campaign.
Yep.
Just in time to hit Normandy.
Right.
And then when he came home, he became a mailman. He raised four great boys. He went to church every day.
Yeah.
My aunt and Nancy was a great aunt, and he just started drinking.
Yeah.
And I would only imagine that it was because of the horror that he saw.
I can only imagine that you're probably exactly right. Think about it. We have the same situation with our soldiers now. I mean, the Vietnam guys, the same thing happened to them. I mean, you know, this is a common theme. Again, these guys come home and they bottle it up. You know, I always talk, when we talk to military guys. Did you serve, JD? I don't know if you served or not.
I was in the Air Force. Yes.
Okay, so the people that I talk to on a regular basis, the camaraderie that military people have with each other, that you can't ever match it. There's nothing that you can replicate when they come back that gives them that kind of comfort. And I think that's what ends up turning them, you know, to substance abuse a lot of times, because they have no one that they can really share these experiences with. They just can't. It's impossible.
And I don't know what it was.
Go ahead.
I don't know what it was about the Second World War generation, but they were just the strongest, quietest,
humble. Right?
They had a quiet strength about them.
Yeah, yeah. JD, listen, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it. And again, I never served. It's weird. I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I always have a guilty feeling, guilty conscience, I guess. Because I never served. Actually, no one in my family really served, right? My family didn't go that route. And I can't even think of uncles that really served and or would come back and tell us stories. There were none. I mean, I had none. And, you know, it was a little bit of a fractured family to begin with. But I didn't grow up in that kind of a household. So, you know, like J.D. had, you know, an uncle comes back from World War II, and there's always that presence around, and, you know, J.D. probably went and served, and maybe subconsciously as a result of his uncle serving. But I've always had a guilty feeling because I never did that. I went a different route. I, you know, went to college and played athletics and blah, 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 and just it just was never in front of me, the opportunity. If I could do it all over again, a couple of things I would do differently. I think when I finally got released by the Cardinals, I probably would have liked to have joined the military, because I think that camaraderie and that service to your country, it really means a lot. It's an important thing. Let's go to Neil, who's also in Las Vegas. Neil wants to talk D-Day. Good afternoon, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, Lee, how's it going?
Good.
First of all, you know, I'm watching the Yankee game as we speak. I got a passion for baseball. Did you say you played for the Cardinals, or you with the Cardinals?
Yeah, I was on the. I played minor league baseball with the Cardinals for a few years. I never made it to the big leagues, and I played in Europe and Australia after that. So I was bouncing around a little bit, but yeah.
Well, that's very cool. You know, yeah. I always wanted to play third base for the New York Yankees.
Me too.
You know, I have an appreciation for A-Rod. I think A-Rod is the greatest. But
I think A-Rod is probably the second best player, hitter. Well, maybe he might be the best all-around player of this generation.
I'm an A-Rod fan.
He's underrated.
I think so. I think you're right.
He gets a bad rap. He was doing something everybody else was doing back in the day. So.
He's a tremendous athlete.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
I'm hearing music. All right, listen.
Yeah, no. Chris is playing the Yankee theme. Go ahead.
All right, the reason I called, this 75th anniversary is not lost. The significance of it is not lost on me. My father and all my uncles were World War II vets. I had an uncle who fought at the Battle of the Bulge. My father was at the Battle of the Philippines. I had an uncle that fought at the Battle of Tarawa. Okay?
Yep.
My father and my uncle that fought at Tarawa were both wounded in combat. You know, it's like I could never. You talk about serving.
Yeah.
I could never compare myself to these guys.
Did you serve, Neil, or no?
No. I you know, cannot say that. I don't want to talk about that, but the sacrifices they made during that war were hard to wrap your head around. I mean,
yep.
I think at the Battle of Tarawa, if the statistics I heard are correct, 3,000 Marines were killed in the first 3 days. I think at Omaha Beach, 2,000 were killed in the first day.
Well, yeah, 90% of the first wave, I think, 90% of the first wave got killed. The first wave. So, I mean, after that, it sort of stabilized a little bit. But, yeah, these guys were walking into a machine gun nest, period.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a guy, if you were of that generation, I mean, that's something you may have had to have confronted.
Yep.
But how this relates today to today, this guy Bob, Mr. Mueller,
yes,
just, I don't know, it just gets to me for some reason. He claims he's a war hero. you know, I don't know if he considers himself a patriot. Part of the bigger picture, bigger commentary that I'm making here is I'm thinking about Richard Nixon,
mm-hmm.
Woodward and Bernstein. Do they view themselves as patriots? They took down a legally, duly elected president of the United States. In retrospect, with what we're witnessing now and the Mueller investigation, which I believe is totally fraudulent, that's why I have such a problem with Mr. Mueller.
Right.
You know, I want to see his evidence. Mr. Mueller, I don't care about these broad strokes you're painting. Where's the evidence? You know, these guys that you indicted from Russia, are they real people? Do they exist? Or did Andrew Weissman create these people to legitimize this whole investigation? Richard Nixon had to resign because of the pressure from the media. There was the media filter. There was no Fox News at that time. All right? President has the authority to fire whoever the hell he wants. Okay? The Justice Department, FBI, They do not run the government. Okay? The president is a civilian. He's the ultimate authority. He's reelected every 4 years. There's no abuse of power. There's no obstruction of justice. People decide every 4 years. You know, the army does not control the government.
Right. Well, listen, Neil, I get where you're going with that, and I understand. I appreciate you weighing in on some of that stuff. And, I would like to see Mueller get subpoenaed. I'd like to see that because I'd like to see some of the Republicans hit him with some what I would think is some very tough questions. I don't know if we're going to get that. I thought for a while we were, but I don't think that we are as I look back on it now. All right, well, listen, it is about 16 minutes after the hour. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. You're always welcome to give us a call and call in on any of these topics. But just to wrap up the D-Day, at least from the thought as far as the soldiers and the families and what those men went through. I'm not trying to minimize. I don't want to give you the wrong impression. I'm not trying to minimize what soldiers nowadays face, or certainly what Vietnam soldiers face, Korean war soldiers face. Everyone faces these dogs of war, if you will. But as I said earlier today, listening to what this one older gentleman was saying, talking about his experience at Normandy, where the bullets were actually hitting the ramp, and he was in charge of lowering that ramp, and he didn't do what he did. He was delayed, and his superior officer ordered him to lower that ramp. As soon as he did, you know, half a dozen guys immediately got shot and cut down and killed. Just what they went through was really amazing. All right, we got to take a break. Again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsie. This is War Now. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day, thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And my very special guest joining us right now, we're going to talk about guns. We've got Alan Gottlieb joining me. And now Alan is the founder of Second Amendment Foundation. I guess, Alan, let me ask you this. This foundation, let's start with that. Tell me a little bit about the foundation itself.
Well, we were founded in 1974. We're a 501c3 nonprofit educational legal defense foundation. Most of the case law, 80% plus of the case law in the courts have been won defending Second Amendment rights, have been won by our attorneys as part of the foundation. The Cooper cases, the Heller case, and the McDonald case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on. We were heavily involved in the McDonald case, which was our case, and that's opened the floodgates for litigation all across the country, because not only did it say the Second Amendment was an individual right, but it's incorporated through the 14th Amendment, making it applicable to all 50 states. And so now that case law, the foundation for Second Amendment rights in the courts.
So you founded this in 74?
Yes.
How old are you? You sound young. How old are you?
Well, I'm glad I sound young, but I'm actually 72.
Oh, God bless you. All right. Fair enough. Okay, so we're here to talk about, obviously, this terrible tragedy that happened in Virginia Beach. And was my own backyard. I went to school at Old Dominion, so I know very much about some of the areas that they talk of when I watch the news broadcast. But they're pushing now to change the gun laws in Virginia. And can you tell everybody a little bit about that?
Yeah, the governor of Virginia, of course, tried to pass a package of all kinds of gun ownership restrictions last year, and they all failed. He's back with the same package now, pretending that it would have solved the problem or prevented the problem from happening in Virginia this time. For example, he's proposing a one-gun-a-month limitation on gun sales. The person, the shooter, the killer, bought his guns in 2016, 2018, but one gun a month would not have had any impact. He was also proposing so-called universal background check, but the killer went, got a background check and bought his handguns legally. He's also proposing a ban on suppressors, because the killer used a suppressor. A suppressor doesn't do anything to kill anybody. It doesn't totally kill all the noise, lowers the noise volume. It didn't stop the apprehension or the police finding out where the shooter was or have any impact on the crime itself. So what they're trying to do here is basically restrict the rights of all Americans who are not engaged, involved in any violent act whatsoever, on a promise that somehow these proposals would have stopped the killer from committing his crime, none of which would have done so.
And also, I thought that there was a tempted ban. They were trying to limit the amount of ammunition you could buy in a month. Was that true? 20, I thought, that I read somewhere? Is that, or did I miss that?
Well, in some places, yes, that's come out, the limited amount of ammunition you could buy at one time. And again, the shooter had ammunition, you know, years back, so
right.
Prevented anything. Anyway, every one of these proposals would not have stopped the crime from happening. But they don't really care, because that's not what their agenda is. Their
right.
agenda is to deprive Americans of their right to keep and bear arms.
We're talking to Alan Gottlieb again, founder of Second Amendment Foundation. This always comes back to the same fundamental issue, right? It always boils back to this. Do you want to have the Second Amendment in the Constitution or not, right? So law-abiding citizens, this country was founded on the idea that you were able to arm and defend yourself, and then, of course, defend yourself against a tyrannical government. Now, if people don't want that anymore, then that's got to be the push. I guess the reason why I'm talking like this is I'm getting tired, me personally, of the death by a thousand paper cuts, right? So you keep hammering away at the law-abiding citizen. If you want to fundamentally change the way we do business in the country, I guess then you should attack it that way. These Band-Aids, for lack of a better word, they don't work.
Well, you're right. They don't work. And, of course, it's a diversion tactic, because the gun prohibition lobby in this country knows they can't repeal the Second Amendment. People aren't going to get rid of it. They prefer to just try to ignore it and work around it, death by a thousand cuts, and emasculate it. Make sure that you don't longer have it, even though it's still within law.
All right, so what do people do right now, law-abiding citizens who are listening to us right now across the country? Is there anything they can do? Is there any place that they can go? What can they do to actually help keep their Second Amendment right, but stop sort of the infringement on their individual rights and liberties?
Well, the main thing is it work with and join with groups like the Second Amendment Foundation. And you can reach us at saf.org, staff.org, or put Second Amendment Foundation in any browser and we'll pop up. And join us. Membership is only $15. Donations help us in our litigation to knock out these laws after they get passed. It's very important to be organized, especially coming into this 2020 election cycle, where you have over 20 Democratic candidates for president every day hammering away at your Second Amendment rights.
Right.
So get engaged, get involved, get educated.
How many people you have under your umbrella of your foundation?
Well, we have a little over 650,000 members and contributors that support our work.
Wow, good for you. All right, listen, Alan, I'm gonna run, but I appreciate all your information today. I thank you very much for the conversation. And we'll talk down the road for sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Alan, you have a good one. We got to take a break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is saying that progress has been made in today's immigration discussions at the White House. Now the president has threatened a 5% tariff on Mexican goods, demanding our southern neighbor help fight illegal immigration. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan reminds us.
We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this.
The president is spending the night in Ireland after taking part in D-Day ceremonies in Normandy, France. And the superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The Department of Defense is investigating that accident. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
You can
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we're back. This isn't Wayne Allen Root, though. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Again, got a couple of days off. He's incognito, but he'll be back again full force on Monday. Our number is 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Join us. It is the bottom of the hour. Before we wrap it up is what I was trying to say. I'll get it right sooner or later. Before we wrap it up, I want to play you some audio, one of my favorite speeches, maybe my favorite speech of all time, Ronald Reagan. And we'll wrap it up since today is D-Day. But if you want to share a story, a military story about an uncle, a cousin, a brother, a father, that's why we're here today. If you want to share that, feel free to call us. And we'll get right to it. So let me just go over Rep. Ilhan Omar, who is fastly becoming the least favorite person from the folks on the right. I mean, she's, to me, nasty and ugly and anti-American more often than not. Well, apparently, this U.S. rep must personally pay back a $500 civil fine to the state for violating a campaign finance law. That, according to the Minnesota Campaign Finance Public Disclosure Board, which ordered this on Thursday, which is today. So this just happened. In addition, Omar must reimburse her political campaign $3,469 for improperly using campaign funds. Gee, I wonder what she did. Oh, maybe there's a rumor that she married her brother. That's a possibility to defraud U.S. immigration, yet nobody seems to care about that. I mean, if that's a rumor, can we either squish that or find out if it's true, if she married her brother? Right? I mean, am I out of line for saying that? If you married your brother, there's a little bit of an issue. If you didn't, then straighten it out. Tell us. We'd like to know. Anyway, she, again, is going to have to pay some kind of fine. So, she's dirty. I don't think I'm shocked by that. Of course not. I never once suspected for a second that she wasn't dirty. Let's see. A couple things. She also suggests, I don't know if you saw this. This happened today as well. She suggested in a tweet, ICE is requesting, this is her, by the way, ICE is requesting 500 beds from Shelburne County to detain immigrants. It's un-American to criminalize immigrants for wanting to come to this country for a better life. This is why ICE needs to be defunded. That's Rep. Omar. The idea of defunding ICE is insane. And I know this is something that we talked about a lot, and I don't want to sound redundant, but what ICE does on a regular basis, you can't even quantify it. What they actually accomplish, what they actually do as far as safety goes, things that you don't even know, things that you don't even see. But when someone says it's un-American to criminalize immigrants for wanting to come to the country for a better life, and that's why you need to defund ICE, she doesn't even know what the heck she's talking about. Last year alone, 34,000 criminal arrests. 5,000 gang members arrested. How about this? Thousands of cases of child smuggling, exploitation, human trafficking, all accomplished by ICE. So the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's of the world, the Omars of the world, do they just want to allow this continuation of the sexual trade, this underground sex trade that's going on? Is that okay with them? Are they good with that? Because ICE is trying to break that up. That's part of what they do. That's part of what they do. So they're breaking up these gangs and these people who are treating these other people horribly. These kids are being trafficked, sex trafficked, and ICE is breaking those up. And the fact that ICE is asking for more beds, for more detention, because people are coming here at record numbers, that's not the fault of ICE. ICE is doing their job. How many people, Omar, do you want in the country? How many illegals do you want to cross the border on a daily basis? Right now, we're at about 5,000 who try to make their way in every day. We talk about this. We talk about it in caravans, right? That's the new hot button word. There's a caravan coming. There's a caravan on the way. Okay, fine. A caravan of 5,000 comes across or tries to come across the border every single day. Last month alone, 150,000 people. We're going to break records in the last 6 months. In the last 6 months, I think, if I heard the numbers right, more people tried to come in the last 6 months, I think, than the last 2 years combined. So people are doing everything and anything they can to come here. Once again, I understand this. I know we have to say it anyway, because if not, people get very upset. I know there are a lot of good people who are trying to make their way here. And if I lived in Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador, I would try to do the same exact thing. I understand it. I do. I get it. But the system that we have in place is broken. We've gone over this a million times. This asylum scenario is ludicrous. It's insanity. Somebody just gets to the border and claims asylum. They automatically, they're here for at least 2 years before their court date comes. 90% of the people who get that court date don't come back. They just disappear. Now that's not a way to run an immigration system. Why? Well, because first of all, it's not safe. Think about this. ISIS, plotted to send Westerners to the United States. You might not have heard this. This is another story that popped today. They want to do it through Mexico. The idea, if you think for a second that terrorists or terrorist-like people haven't infiltrated this country already through our very porous southern borders, you just don't know. You're clueless. You buried your head in the sand. And we caught up with someone who was part of ISIS, and they've already said that they've tried to do this and have been doing it for a number of years. So we don't even know how many people are here. We don't know how many terror cells are here. I tend to think that there are a lot more than we want to even imagine. Think about this. The border, I understand that's hard to get here, right? If you're trying to come from Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran to be a terrorist anywhere in the Middle East to get to this country, you know, you've got to take a plane flight or a long boat ride, etc. But you can now land anywhere in Central America, and if you can get to Mexico, you can get here. All you got to do is be willing to walk. Are you trying to tell me that since Reagan opened up, and listen, we love Reagan, but the one thing he missed on was amnesty and immigration. So for the last 40 years, people have been pouring into this country. Now more than ever, but they've been pouring in. Are you trying to tell me in those 40 years, you don't think there's a number of terror cells that could have definitely possibly set up shop somewhere in the country or have already set up shop and are just waiting? I mean, it's like burying your head in the sand to think that that's not the case. Of course they're here. We're just waiting for them to act. And what kind of act are they going to do? Is it going to be a giant act? Is it going to be individual? We've seen some individual acts, but are they coordinating something big? Who knows? Let's go out to Connecticut, where the great Rocky is waiting. Rocky, good evening.
Good evening, Lee. Good evening, audience. Lee, when I became American citizen legally, 1986, I had to surrender my Italian passport, gain the American passport, and I had to swear to come against all enemies, foreign and domestic. They are enemies of this country within this country. And you were born and raised in America. You don't have to pledge such a whole of allegiance. I did.
Right.
And Lee, these Congress people, these people, they're infiltrated in every aspect of our society because they hate this country with all their heart, and they want to see it overwhelmed. So how do you overwhelm a working giant? Well, you, like you said, you slice little cuts here and there, and all of a sudden, the whole infrastructure, the whole fiber of society becomes null and void by these traitors. These have one goal in mind, to undermine the well-being of a nation, to turn it into what they want it to be. Well, I got news for these people. We ain't going to give it up, ever. Ever.
That's right.
Days like this where we remember the heroes of Normandy, they stormed the beaches and saved a continent like my country, Italy, and Germany, and France, and Luxembourg, and Poland, and all that, we are reminded that it takes a sacrifice to stand firm in freedom. And by God's grace, we'll do it again and again and again. God bless you, Lee. God bless Wayne Allen Root. And above all, God bless the United States of America.
Well done, Rocky. Thank you. God bless you, my friend. Great little soliloquy there. Great speech. And you are a great patriot, as is a lot of other folks who are listening to us right now. And that's the other part of this. You know, being a conservative or being somebody who looks at immigration from a conservative point of view, you always get a bad rap, like you don't like immigration or you don't like certain groups of people, which nothing could be further from the truth. None of that matters. If there were 1,000 Swedes who were trying to get into the country through the southern border, I'd be just as upset. It doesn't matter the color of their skin. It just matters whether or not we can feasibly bring them in and who's coming. And we have to have some kind of a plan that's not chaos. So, no, immigrants are what built it. They're the backbone of the country. They're what built it. I always say this. My grandmother, off the boat. My mom, first generation. My dad, first. I mean, come on. We're all immigrants. It's not about that. It's about doing it right. And to twist it and make it seem like the folks on the right are somehow, in some way, racist or bigoted towards people who are trying to come here, it's completely inaccurate, unfair, and it's lying. We got to go. We'll come back. When I return, very special speech from one of my favorites, or my favorite president, that is, Ronald Reagan. Stick around. It's War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
War now!
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, guess what? This is the final segment. Man, this 3 hours went by in a blink of an eye. So before I run out of time, I want to thank my pal Rob Simmons. That's the Colonel coming in, Steve Bucci, and Alan Gottlieb for being a part of the show. I'll be back here tomorrow night, as a matter of fact, filling in once again for Wayne Allen Root. I'll have a bunch of other guests, including best-selling author Jeff Benedict, who's going to join me tomorrow night. He's got that book out about Tiger Woods. It's pretty exciting and pretty neat, and actually they're thinking about making a movie about it. But I told you guys, I've been telling you guys all show long, I wanted to play about 3 minutes of a Ronald Reagan speech and then wrap it up with just an awesome version of the Star Spangled Banner. But this is my favorite speech. It gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. To me, he is the best orator who's ever stood in the White House. And when he gives a speech, there's nobody like him. So this is Ronald Reagan giving a speech about the military. It's absolutely phenomenal, and I hope you guys enjoy it. It's the first time I've ever played it on the national stage. You guys have a great night. I'll be back tomorrow night. We'll see you.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small-town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.